from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Uh-oh. Is that time of year again?
It's time, everybody. It is time. Maybe some bad blood between the Eagles and Packers Friday night. We'll see.
Hey.
But no bad blood with us and Ross Tucker. We're excited to have Ross as part of the show every single week. Time will change moving forward. But today, we start at 11 a.m. Ross Tucker with us. Of course, check out the Ross Report with Ross talking about the Eagles every day on social media at Ross Tucker NFL. Ross, good morning. Happy football season.
Ross.
Yeah, what's up, fellas? Happy football season is right. I was already so fired up to come on and talk to you guys to kick this thing off. Of course, Kyle plays a song of our girl Taylor Swift. Now I'm even doubly excited.
I can tell it. I can hear it in your voice. It's bananas how excited you are.
It's true. I'm not afraid to admit it. I love her songs. They make me smile and get happy. I don't know why some guys won't admit her songs are awesome and they get you excited. It's fine to admit that, fellas. Just be honest with yourself.
Oh, I'm with you, Ross. She's awesome. I mean, she's great. I'm not denying that. Ross, there's a pep in your step. I can hear it. There's like an extra octave to your voice, which means it's football season. Ross, we start this thing Friday night. Before we get to the game and your thoughts on Eagles-Packers, just your thoughts on the team, Ross, because the way I view them is there's a lot of potential, a lot of talent here, but also I still have major questions off the way last year ended. Ross, you've seen them. You broadcast the preseason games. How good are the Eagles in your mind as we enter 2024?
Yeah, so let's talk about the roster, right? I think it's a top five roster in the NFL still, and I think it's clearly the best roster in the NFC East. That doesn't mean there aren't questions. It feels so weird to say this to you guys. I would say my biggest questions for this team right now are probably the O-line and D-line.
Mm.
You know, I mean, offensive line, listen, Jeff Stoutland has done a terrific job. I feel awesome about four of the spots. But Mekhi Becton, we haven't seen it. First of all, we haven't seen him play well since his rookie year, which was a while ago. We haven't ever really seen him play guard. I mean, he played three snaps or whatever the first series of the preseason game against the Ravens, and he has not shown to be a guy that teams can rely on. I mean, if he plays really well for the Eagles, this will be a huge feather in really the entire organization, but in particular, you know, Jeff Stoutland's cap. If they're able to get this guy, has not stayed healthy. He has not been consistent. I mean, it's a question, and I think the depth is a question as well. And then on defense, you know, they lost Fletcher Cox and Hassan Reddick, who might have been their best D tackle and best edge rusher last year. And so there's a lot of questions with the other guys. We'll see if Huff can do it. We'll see if the young Georgia Bulldogs can do it. But it's kind of weird. After the preseason, Joe, to answer your question, I feel much better about linebacker and about corner than I did starting training camp. But I'm actually a little bit more concerned about the O-line and D-line.
You know what? When you talk about that offensive line and Mekhi Becton in particular, talk about how hard it is to play guard, and then talk about how hard it is to play guard when you're like 6'7", or whatever it is Mekhi is.
Well, the two big changes for him, right? When you're a tackle, guys, you're pretty much just blocking the edge rusher. You know, I mean, it's the easiest position on the offensive line mentally, and probably the toughest physically because of the guys you're going against. When you go inside, He's going against very different body types now, right? And they're right there right now. And a lot of these guys, think of like Aaron Donald. A lot of these guys are like 6'1". Yeah, think of the guy, they're like 6'1",
yeah.
310, 320. He is not going to be able to get leverage on them. I'm always impressed by the guys that can play guard effectively at 6'6 and taller because you're going against shorter guys. The other thing that I think teams will test him on early, I know I would, is that the guard is much more often involved in blitzes from the linebackers, right? Because a lot of times it's like, okay, the tackles basically have the edge guys, and then the center and both guards, they have two D tackles and at least one, maybe two linebackers that they're responsible for. So I don't know how quickly Becton processes things mentally. Mm-hmm. I don't know how well he'll pass off those blitzes. I do think that the Packers will test him. I mean, I think early in the game, they'll put Kenny Clark over him in one-on-one situations. They'll put the Wyatt kid over him. And I also think they'll run some blitzes and they'll see whether or not Becton, because I've been on multiple teams where they tried to move a tackle to guard and it did not work because those guys could not process how fast those blitzes happen.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happen in the NFL.
All right, Ross, off that and off the question about Becton, and obviously last year with the Eagles struggling against the blitz, how do you think this offense is going to look? It's hard for me to take anything from the preseason games because it's all vanilla. But, you know, the last couple of years, Jalen Hurts has been a guy who likes to throw the football down the field. Big, deep shots to AJ and Devontae. Do you think we're going to have more of a shorter passing attack and letting those guys use their abilities in space? Because if they're worried about the O-line and protection and blitzes, it would seem to me, and now with Saquon, getting the ball out of Jalen's hands quicker could be the way this offense looks.
Well, and it's funny you say that, Joe, because I actually, on the Ross report yesterday, my biggest reason for enthusiasm about this Eagles team is their coordinators, including their offensive coordinator, Kellen Moore. You know, think about this. Here's how I look at it. What would their record have been last year if they still had Steichen and Gannon? There's no way they lose all those games at the end like that. There's just no way. I mean, those guys are huge upgrades over Matt Patricia and Brian Johnson. And I think so are Kellen Moore and Vic Fangio. I think just that is probably worth a couple games. And the answer to your question, Joe, is I think with Kellen Moore, it's both. If you go back and you watch him, both with the Cowboys and the Chargers, he likes to throw it deep. You know, he's a quarterback. Most of those guys do. He likes to try to get explosive plays. However, thank goodness he still will have answers for the blitz. It was absolutely maddening to watch the team at the end of the year last year not have very good answers to when it was an all-out blitz. And then defensively, I've just never seen anything like that. I mean, just how many guys can you say played so much worse the last month of the season than they did the rest of the year? I mean, it's like Sweat and Jordan Davis and Blankenship and Jalen Carter. I mean, it's like half the defense at least, right? So I think just having Fangio and Hill and Moore will be in there. I think they'll try to drive the ball down the field. But Joe, if the other team blitzes, he's going to throw the ball to Goddard. He's going to throw the ball real quick to one of the receivers, or he's going to throw it to Barkley. He's going to have answers.
And he needs to, because last year they didn't. They had no answers, and it just looked so bad down the stretch. I think they will this year. I'm with you on that. Ross, let's look forward to Friday night. It's, you know, sometimes we ease into these seasons. Like last year, the game week one was in New England, and it was a tight game, but it wasn't like a, wow, what a big game to start the year. This is big ramifications, potentially NFC seeding, all that. Ross, let's talk about the game from the perspective of how good the Packers are. There's some people that think this is their year. They're going to continue what they did last year at the end. And some people are like, hey, they had a half a season where they were good. Ross, how challenging is this game? How good are the Packers?
Well, they had half a season where they were good, but it was the last half of the season, right? I mean, they're kind of the opposite of last year's Eagles. They are by far, and shout out to Jimmy Kemsky from Philly Voice, who takes the time to do this every year. They are by far the youngest team in the NFL. And that usually bodes pretty darn well if you're this talented as well. Their front office, I'm not going to say they're as good as Howie Roseman and the Eagles front office, but they're up there. Look at their roster. I'm looking at it right now. Every starter on offense, except for the running back Josh Jacobs, was drafted by the Packers. And in fact, all of them, except for this year's first round pick, Jordan Morgan and Jordan Love, weren't even drafted in the first round. It's just extremely impressive. I do think they'll pick up where they left off last year. I do think Jordan Love is that good. Remember, for the fans don't remember, there's six different plays I could name off the top of my head where if they went the other way, they would have beat the Niners in the divisional round. They would have been in the NFC Championship game in Detroit last year. That's how well they were playing after they smashed the Cowboys. It's a gigantic test for the Eagles. There's a clear cut, guys, top four teams in the NFC in my mind this year. The Niners, the Lions, the Packers, and the Eagles, which makes this about as important of a week one game as you can have. I mean, it's not a division game, but it's pretty close.
And it sets the tone, certainly for the Eagles, if they can move past last year and turn that page this year. All right, Ross, let's end with this as we are excited to have you on each week. Ross, we're asking all our guests this week to give us their win total for the Eagles. As you sit here right now entering week one, Ross Tucker, what's your Eagles season record?
Yeah, I mean, I've kind of gone back and forth. I think they're in the 11-13 range. You know, I mean, they won 11 last year, and I think that they're better, especially at the coordinator positions this year. And then I also think that there's a little bit of a drop-off from the Dallas Cowboys and that there's a chance that the Eagles could sweep them this year. We'll see. Maybe I'm wrong about that. So I'm going to go 12. I'll go 12-5. I think that's kind of a conservative, I think it's right in the middle, right? If I think between 11 and 13, I'll hit it right in the middle. I think 12-5, they win the division, then we see what happens in January.
We do. Ross, we appreciate it. Excited to talk every week, and of course, we'll check out the Ross Report on social media. Thank you, Ross.
Appreciate you. Take care, guys.
There he goes. Week one. Ross has pep in his step there. He's excited.
Yeah, it's football season about to start. He's been working. He's been busy doing a couple of college games.
He was in Hawaii last weekend,
yeah,
by the way.
I had that ugly-ass shirt on. I was going to say something about it. I ran out of time.
Yeah, you waited until he was off the air. That shot. All right, 215-592-9494. Right back to the phones on this side. We do expect to hear from Nick Sirianni today. We'll carry that live on the show on WIP. Plus, a second clue to win a $50 gift card to the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant and Marina for Hughes Clues today. Are the Eagles the best team in the NFC? We'll check the poll results, your calls as well. I don't think so. Hugh is entering the season as optimistic as ever. Defense. I can't believe we got callers here saying they see the thing about defense with you.
No, because they see it.
Oh, jeez.
It just takes.
You
hey,
guys
one,
are
I'm trying
me.
To change the world one person at a time.
Unfortunately, it might be
one
working.
One person at a time.
215-592-9494 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.